Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ashley.
Lauren.
And Naz, and Ashley's back.
Yeah,
yay!
You guys, I'm so sorry. You know, we're going to talk about why I was gone last week when we have a special guest come and fill in. No more fill-ins. I'm here. But we have a special guest here today. He's not here yet, but we're going to talk about why I threw up from zucchini pasta.
Wait, did you ever get to try the Crack Shack?
Yes, I did the next day.
We ate Crack Shack for 14 days.
Yeah, because there was so
it was like
much
a Thanksgiving
food.
Meal.
Yeah.
But the sriracha ranch, whatever, was really good.
Is it weird that I'm already thinking of Thanksgiving?
No.
It's weird, especially since you've been at our place for the past two Thanksgivings.
That, like, last Thanksgiving sucked. You had a terrible
experience. I loved last Thanksgiving. Guys, I was at Ashley and Lauren's, obviously, and it was just such a fun story because they got catered food and it showed up late.
We talked about it almost 3 hours late.
But if you guys want entertainment, just seeing like the Iconetti sisters like yell at their dad, like, "Dad, call the restaurant," and he's like, "It's coming." And
it
like,
was because Dad wanted to go to a steakhouse that night, and I was like, I will not go to a steakhouse. I'd rather go pick up stuff at Boston Market.
Yeah, they were like, no, we're staying in comfy pajamas. We're not going out.
It's not cozy. You don't go out on Thanksgiving. If you go out, you can go out to like a cute little inn that serves turkey stuffing.
I also think it's just not Thanksgiving if you have it catered, but I cannot believe we're talking about Thanksgiving right now. Yeah. That is weird.
Well, okay, the reason why I was thinking of Thanksgiving is because I was at Comic-Con, and I was thinking of Halloween, because you guys know I'm obsessed with Halloween, and I saw these costumes, so I was like, what am I going to be
good
for Halloween. And then I was like, oh my God, Thanksgiving's around the corner. I'm sad. I can't wait for mashed potatoes and turkey. Anyways,
okay, so tell us about Comic-Con and the fact that you now have a celebrity crush that's greater than Milo Ventimiglia.
I don't know if it's like, I feel bad saying it out loud, but guys, I like locked eyes with Jason Momoa for a second, and I was telling Lauren and Ashley that like, he like looked at me and his eyes were like squinty a little, and he was
they're permanently squinty.
They are permanently squinty, and he was petting his beard. And
stroking,
yeah. He was stroking his beard, and I don't know why that turned me on. Like, he was literally stroking his beard while looking at me, and that turned me on.
And I think his wife.
I see that already.
His wife has obviously children, and they obviously like hang out around him, and they're like, "My mom has sex with that god. How can they allow that?"
Wait, the children?
Yeah,
you're thinking about the children and how they think their parents have sex.
Because they want to have sex with him.
No, they don't. They're not. How are they girls?
Well, Lauren's
saying
she probably would if she was like that age.
If that was my father?
This is the grossest thing ever.
I mean, Naz comes in. She's like, "I feel guilty. I think he beats Milo." I'm like, well, obviously he beats
Physically,
Milo.
Physically, he beats Milo.
I've always thought that with Milo, it's just like his personality and his warmth.
It is
and
his warmth.
Jason is truly a specimen that doesn't look human.
Doesn't look human.
You guys, and he has this presence.
He is truly a superhero.
He really is, and he has this presence. He is just a physical specimen. Like, he walks in and he's massive.
He's so tall. He's like 6'5".
He's very big. And you know what's crazy is his Instagram's Pride of Gypsies, and he is like a real life gypsy. Like, people were telling me he lives in like this commune, and I'm like, come here, mountain man. Like, light this fire for me. Let's make s'mores together. Anyways, that's my Jason Momoa story.
All right, well, speaking of men, which is what we do, like, you know, 90% of the time here on the I Don't Get It podcast, you guys have wanted a male perspective on life, according to what you write in the I Don't Get It Facebook group. So we've brought a man here today. His name is Steven. Steven, what's your last name?
It's Pastorino.
Pastorino.
So that's where the P comes from.
Huh, I wonder where
he's from. Are you 100% Italian?
No, I'm only half Italian.
And what else?
I'm British.
British.
Oh, I can see that. It's like a little Orlando Bloom. Like, I was always confused why Orlando Bloom came from England because Orlando Bloom is so like ethnic looking to me. He looks like he's from the Mediterranean.
Oh my God. Well, Ashley doesn't know global like ethnicity anything.
I'm just saying that he looks like he's from like Spain. I always thought that Orlando Bloom looks like he's Spanish. But,
you know, some Spanish people go, move well, he could to be Spanish. England.
Yeah, you never know. Could be. I know. You got to do a genetic test.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah.
Steven, you kind of look like Orlando
Bloom. Yeah, that's why I obviously said because I'm seeing the eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to get some pictures out there for you ladies. You'll be very pleased with what you see.
But he is married.
He is married.
So don't get your hopes up.
Also, he's married but not wearing a wedding ring. So do you always not wear a wedding ring?
Well, last year when I got my wedding ring, it fit. This year, for some reason, it falls right off.
Are you just skinnier now?
I think I'm skinnier.
No,
it literally falls off. So I got to get it readjusted.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you should do that, especially with the industry that you're in.
But it's well known that I'm married. Okay. I mean, I take my wife with me everywhere. Yeah. I pretty much do. We work together. We live together. You know, everything we do, we do it together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
How did you meet her, P?
Well, wait a second. Can I just say that he trains Victoria's Secret models? So if I were your wife, I'd be like, get that ring on your finger right now.
Right. That's what I'd be like. Well, like a rubber one.
She has a heavy presence in my gym. She is everywhere. Okay. And basically, she is a big part of my business, and we work together every single day. So she's always in the gym. She's always in the office. I mean, she's calling shots.
Yeah.
She's pretty much like my president of the company. She runs things. Yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
Well, she was a client of mine first.
Tell us how that evolved.
So, it's actually a good story because, you know, when I go walk into work, I'm pretty shut off. Mm-hmm. You know, just working, that's just the only way to kind of survive.
You're like in work mode.
I'm in work mode. And I was training her for 8 months, pretty much like 6 days a week. Like, this girl loved to work out. And I guess she loved being around me too.
Yeah. Did she love to work out, or she just wanted to get to know you?
Was she like in shape
more
before she met you?
She was, yeah, she came from like Pilates and boxing.
Okay.
So she was
that's
in a
what I do.
She was in like a different kind of shape than kind of what my workout.
Which means not in shape because I've been doing Pilates and boxing for a while.
Definitely in shape, just a little bit different. That's all. All right. So me and my wife, we were working out for like 8 months. Saw her outside the gym, never text her, nothing. Like, and on two occasions, she'll be pissed that I'm telling you this, but on two occasions, she did text me at like 2 a.m. drunk. Like, oh, hey, like, you should come out and meet me and my friends.
Did you respond?
I just never responded.
That's so way.
Oh my God. She feels so bad about herself. Because
she was a client?
Yeah, I mean, and she was a good client too, so I wasn't going to go there.
But you were attracted to her the whole time.
Here's the weird thing. I didn't know I was attracted to her, but I definitely loved...
You didn't
know
you were attracted to her.
It's a weird thing. You got to understand, as like a guy going into this space as a trainer, and, you know, I don't train any men. It's all women all day. You really have to... There's a way to kind of... How do I say it? You interact with that experience differently, you know? So
there's a different way that you carry yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to be very professional and you have to stay focused on, you know, the job and what I'm trying to do and getting everyone in the shape. So I'm not there to like flirt. And, you know, when I get those kind of
flirty vibes,
you just got to let it go of your head. But anyway, for 8 months, she was, you know, flirting with me and I was just kind of like letting it pass.
That was persistent.
I love this.
And then she came up. Well, and here's the thing. I loved working out with her. She was like my favorite client. And I always enjoyed spending time with her. Aww. But this is how she got me. She got a house in the Hamptons. And she
if
she was here, she would tell you her plan was
she rented
a house. She was like, I got to get this guy out of the gym. She got a house in the Hamptons for a week. She convinced me to come out there and train her.
Oh my god, she's a genius, she totally pursued the shit out of you.
She's very savvy. And so I agreed. I said, all right, I'll come out there. I'll train you and your friends for a couple of days. And I was like, well, I have nowhere to stay. She's like, oh, you can stay at our house. We have a couple extra bedrooms.
So smart.
She's a fucking genius.
Yeah, she's a genius. And long story short, since that first night at the Hamptons, I've been with her ever since.
Wow. So would you have never, ever made an attempt then? Like, basically, you would not be married right now had she not pursued you.
100%.
Wow, this is
all
so
right.
Fascinating.
Persistence, ladies,
so
keep
persistence
going.
Is a thing.
That's
and
Ashley's
you guys
middle
are,
name.
And you were okay with the girl kind of chasing you and pursuing you.
Oh, 100%.
A quick break to talk about Grove. It's the best way to find healthy home and personal care products online. They ship over to 1 million boxes to families across the country. Every product has been rigorously tested for health, effectiveness, and environmental impact. Since cleaning the apartment is one of my duties around here, I love this service. We get brands that are like Mrs. Meyer's Method, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, all organic, not toxic cleaning products, and they come right to the door, so I don't have to make another errand to go out. I'm like, oh, I ran out of toilet bowl cleaner. Got it. It's shipped right to our door. You can also have auto shipments delivered to your door. You can pause or cancel at any time. Reminders so you never run out of products you use every day, and easily change or manage your account anytime. So if you don't want to go and sift through all the aisles trying to find the right organic products, find out how committed Grove is to its customers. With 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping, it's so easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. So right now, our listeners can try Grove with 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to grove.co, that's co, grove.co/getit, G-E-T-I-T, that's grove.co/getit, not grove.com. So Grove makes it easy to have a happy and healthy home.
When was the day that you were like, okay, like did something happen in the Hamptons? Was there a moment where you're like, all right, this is more than a client now?
I guess when I was leaving, I was like, well, I don't want this to end. Like, aww. I want to, you know, see her tonight and tomorrow night and at the gym and tomorrow afternoon. And aww. So, literally, I think from that day, we've just kind of always been together.
So and what advice adorable. Do you have for girls then that are, that kind of like a guy that maybe don't know how to approach them or like know what to say?
Or they're in their lives, but they don't know how to like take the next step and make it romantic.
And can't afford to rent a house in the Hamptons.
Honestly, I think it is important in today's day to kind of like pursue men, even though it's not traditional. But, you know, things are changing socially mm-hmm. and we're so much more equal. And, some guys are just shy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And often, too, like for us men, we could like someone, but we just don't see it. So I think there is something to be said to, you know, chase us down, show us that you're interested, and kind of let that resonate.
Crack that eggshell. Ashley, what do you think about that?
That's so interesting. He says that you could like somebody, but you don't even know it.
Yeah. I mean, especially when, like, for us young guys, sometimes we're just dumb.
How old are you, P?
Sometimes we're just dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How old were you when you met her? Or when you started?
27.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So why were you training her and you were saying that she had a Pilates boxing body? But she was in shape, but like not P-Volve in shape. So tell us about how your company, how your workout, P-Volve, is going to create a different body than, say, Pilates and boxing.
Yeah. I'm super interested in this because that's exactly my workout is Pilates and boxing. And Ashley, I don't know if you guys remember when we did our New Year's resolution podcast, I was like, I'm going to look like a Victoria's Secret model this year. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, you have
the man who trains them. Thank God P is here because he...
He goes by P.
Owns this company called P-Volve. And Steve, I just need you to tell me how we can look like Victoria's Secret models.
I don't really want to look like a Victoria's Secret model, though. I want
to
look like
too skinny, right?
Kylie.
Yeah, we don't want to look...
Well, Kylie's...
We don't want to be super
skinny.
Kylie's
injected.
Yeah, so you don't want to look like that.
We just want to be...
By the way, I don't know any guys who are actually attracted to her.
Maybe not her face, but her body.
Zero.
What?
Oh, because it looks too manufactured?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's true. I think it's so obvious that they're so fake, you know? Okay. It's like more for us. We're like, ooh.
Let's go back to the original question, and then we'll talk about like other fun things like that.
Sorry, Kylie.
It's okay. She doesn't listen. Anyway.
She's not listening. It's Lauren.
3 months from now, I'll meet her, and she'll bring this up.
You probably will, because you've worked with huge people. Okay, so what is P-Volve?
So, you know, here's the thing about P-Volve. I've really sought after a way to really sculpt the female body, but just make it natural. You know, everyone's got natural beauty. That's why, you know, going back to what I just said, mm-hmm. like even men, as men, we're very attracted to just natural beauty. And I think all women out there have that, but we're doing so many things that are unnatural. You know, starting with the food, like just the food we're eating mm-hmm. is creating, you know, obesity, gaining weight, bloating, you know, that's not natural to what they already have. And then there's so many workouts out there that are rooted in masculine training that are also creating unnatural bodies. So, you know, if you're doing boxing, like, I'm not saying boxing's a bad workout and, you know, it's definitely going to get you strong and in shape, but you know, at some point it starts to mess with your posture. It starts to build your, your
fucks up your shoulders.
Your shoulders. Yeah. It starts to build up your back, your traps start your right here in your neck. That starts to build up. And that's the number one complaint I get from so many people, because they come from the boxing gym, they come to my gym, and they just complain about how their arms, shoulders, traps, back, everything's building. Their shoulders are tight. And my wife came from a pretty prominent boxing gym.
Lauren, I bet you it's
in New York.
No, it's not.
Gotham?
Was it Overthrow?
She did do Gotham.
Gotham.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to bash anyone. But anyway, and then this other, she used to go to another VS trainer, and she has scoliosis, and from boxing with her scoliosis, she was like crippled when she came to me. So she couldn't move anymore. So she had to stop that, and that's kind of how I kind of rehabbed her back, and I got her, you know, her back strong.
All right, so now that I'm engaged, I'm making sure that my alien, as Jared has so graciously named my belly bloat, doesn't make an appearance on my wedding day. I wake up with a flat stomach, and by the time the night rolls around, boom, I look like I'm 6 months pregnant. I got the 30-day detox from Teamy Blends to help my bloating and aid in digestion. The detox program is so easy to incorporate into my busy life, thank God. I make skinny tea every morning in my tumbler, and I take it with me when I leave the house in the morning. I drink the colon tea every other night. This is the tea that helps flush out all that buildup of toxins in my body that makes me look about 6 months pregnant. This program is so easy that I actually use it, and I didn't have to make any crazy diet changes to notice a huge difference. I no longer end my days with that big alien, and I have so much more energy. You guys, the energy is for real. So to get 20% off your order, go to teamyblends.com. That is TEAMIblends.com and use the code IDGI. That is teamyblends.com and use the code IDGI to get 20% off your order.
Pete, can you kind of describe, because like obviously no one's watching this, like this isn't a video. So to people listening, what is P-Volve? Can you explain it? And describe
So it's a workout, you know, it's very much about sculpting the body and creating that natural shape. There's so many natural definitions that we have in our body, you know, and accentuating our curves. And also it's low impact. It's based on functional movement. So it's not squats, deadlifts, and bicep curls. It's, you know, stepping patterns and stretches and different movements. And, you know, one thing it kind of reminds me of is like almost like dancing. So a lot of dancers come to me and they love this workout because it reminds them of dance, just because it's constant movement that's changing. And, you know, I'm focused on more of the joint motions, the hips and the ankles and the spine. And that's kind of my approach to, you know, getting reactions out of the muscles. So, you know, one of the biggest things with women is their thighs. Their thighs are taking these round, inflamed shape from doing squats and deadlifts like the guys do. And, you know, how do you tone that muscle up? Well, it starts with, like, function of the muscles, the function of the body, and also your hips. Everyone's hips are so locked up from sitting all day. And then they wonder why their, you know, their butt is flat.
Ugh. You know? But it's with a ball, right?
Yeah, so I have
this
a ball.
Little contraption.
Yeah, so
can you describe that for us.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, when you spend literally thousands of hours in like a room just training all day, your mind just wanders and you start to create just all these, you know, exercises, equipment, and the biggest issue, the number one issue that I found was, a lot of women were trying to tone their inner thigh. They're like, how do you get to this part of my thigh?
I hate my inner thigh.
Yeah. And, you know, just trying to first it started by understanding the joints, understanding the muscle, what it actually does when we walk every day or go running or whatever it is we do, because that muscle has a function. And then trying to get that muscle to activate. So a lot of times that muscle is just dormant. So if you reach down there and it just feels kind of like soft.
We're all touching our thighs.
Yeah. you know, that muscle falls dormant, and it falls dormant because your hips are tight. So when the hips tighten up, the muscle shut off, and then we kind of just go to our quads. So that was step one. Step two was, how do I get that muscle to activate? Because if it's not activated, I can't make it work, and I can't tone it up. And what I did was I created this ball, which is kind of like a Pilates ball, but it's a lot harder, it's a lot firmer, and it's got straps around it. So it goes all the way up into your groin. It pushes right against those muscles. Mm-hmm. And I have like a 15 to 30 minute workout with that. And it just tones it up. It makes it work.
It what is it called? One of those chastity belts. Yeah. It's kind of like, Steven made his own chastity belt.
Yeah. It's
will help you get the D though.
Yeah. When you first use it, it's weird. It's kind of like, what is this thing? But it's incredibly effective. And honestly, I made it to tone your inner thighs, but a secondary thing, was it really lifts your butt.
Like perfect.
It targets this. There's a, all right. So, you know, for me in my head, it's going after every little last inch of the body. And, you know, I'm going to say it like make it perfect, but by perfect, I mean, make it strong, make it active, and just make it, you know, natural to what your body is. And if you look at the, you know, the body and you look at places that aren't the way you want it, particularly like the butt, it's just because those muscles aren't working properly or they're shut off because you're sitting all day. Mm-hmm. And one thing that the ball really works is the lower inner part of your butt. I'm always pointing at it. It looks weird. But
it's called a banana roll.
What is it?
I heard it was like called a banana roll.
It's like right underneath your cheek.
Yeah. So like you kind of see how like your butt comes down and you get that little crease. So all the way to the inside, it's a very small part of your glute. And the ball, for whatever reason, just because it's pushed up in there, activates that part of your butt. And you get that little part of it to activate, kind of like plump up. Everything pushes up.
Yeah.
It's a small effect. It's a small muscle or part of the muscle. It's a small movement that activates it, but the effect, the visual effect is enormous for your body, for your whole midsection.
Good to know. Do you feel like other workouts, like what you're doing at the gym when, you know, you're using the equipment that says it's specific for your butt, or if you're like at the Pilates studio and you're doing like a booty blaster class, do you feel like they normally don't target that one little area that you have found a way to target?
Yeah. So, you know, I think they try to target it, but they don't do a good enough job. And there's things that need to happen to actually get that muscle to activate. So, you know, you need to go through the functional movement patterns, which I do in my workout, and that's all standing work. And it's just stepping, different angles, little reaches back, and you're trying to just get the natural. But let me back up. You want to work your body out in the most authentic environment as possible, okay? So, you know, what are our bodies made to do? They're made to move, walk around, step open, step close, reach, go up a hill, down a hill,
have
up
sex.
Steps, down steps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, working out, you want to work out in the way you live your everyday life. So boxing and, you know, Pilates Reformer, even though they're great, they're not going to get you all the way there because it's just not authentic to the environment that you live in. You don't live on a mat all day.
So yeah, the reason I like Pilates is because you are laying down the whole time.
Yeah, but you don't live our life that way.
So I did Steven's workout the other day, and you would be amazed by how little work you're doing, but how much effect you're getting from it. So you know how you and I like Pilates, well, you too, Naz, but Lauren and I really like Pilates because it's like, I feel like it can be a lazy girl workout because you're kind of lying down half the time. Mm-hmm. This is like the smallest little steps.
Mm-hmm. But
and you're not,
feel-
you know how like you, when we go down for a real lunge,
you're
like, oh my God, I can only do 10 of these.
Yeah.
With him, you're like, oh, okay, like, I feel it, but I'm not dying.
Yeah.
What I love about Steven's workout that I was looking up online, actually, because I haven't tried it, is that you had me at like no lunges, no squats, none of that stuff, because those are the most miserable things ever when you're in a workout class. But what I want to know is, what Victoria's Secret models have you worked with, and why do they go to you? Is it because this is quick? Like, how fast does it take to actually like see results using the P-Vault?
Well, the results compound like crazy. So, you know, I have clients for 3-4 years who are still getting results, but it takes a little bit of time. You know, I'd say about 6 weeks.
That's not that long.
It's not that. Yeah, it's not that long. And you know, you got to understand, certain parts of the body are easier to sculpt than others. And it also depends on your background, depends on your age, depends on how well you do the workout. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things are a factor. The number one being how well you can do the workout. But you know, the thighs are definitely the hardest part of your body to tone. Oh. And it takes the most amount of time. The inner thighs being extremely challenging.
Does nutrition have anything to do with the thighs?
Massive, yeah. You know, you got to eat clean. You got to eat healthy. But you got to feed your body those proper motions, those natural motions. You have to go in there, make sure your hips are working properly, making sure your ankles are functioning properly. It's really a process.
You never think about my ankles when I'm working out.
The foot and the ankle completely, you know, the way they interact with the ground every time you step has a chain reaction up the leg. That completely affects the inner thigh, the outer thigh, the adductors, the quads, the hamstrings, how it turns on the butt. And, you know, if that's not working properly, those muscles won't work properly, which in turn you won't get those crazy results where you're getting the thigh toned, you're getting
that's
the butt
like
to lift.
Your legs, because your ankles never, ever move no matter what you're doing.
Exactly.
So we're talking to Ashley.
I'm talking to Ashley, sorry. Her ankles like never move, like even when she's walking. And then it goes to like your legs never get toned. You just don't have toned legs.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Like I can lose weight and
it will not
don't look toned.
If you don't address those issues off the bat, you will not get like that crazy definition that these VS girls have. Yeah. Or that, you know, the girls in my gym that are just everyday girls have.
Well, we need you to come and create a studio in LA.
It's coming. I love LA. So I'm going
to
come out here.
I want to ask you about LA versus New York, but what's awesome is everyone listening, you actually don't have to live in New York to get the P-Volve workout because you have tons of streaming videos that go up like every week on your website that are so easy to use and you can do it anywhere. And the P-Volve is so cheap too. You can get it on Amazon, right?
Yeah. So I'm on Amazon, P-Volve.com. I have the streaming, you know, I have probably about 80 different workouts up there. It's always evolving. You know, I call it P-Volve because it's a continuous process of like learning new things, new lessons learned, changing the exercises and always getting better. And I'm always learning new things every day in the gym with different clients. There's always new challenges. And, you know, for everyone else, I want them to kind of evolve the way they think about fitness.
Right.
So, you know, like you said, it's not just squats and lunges and burpees and, you know, everything that everybody's doing. You can work so much smarter, so much more efficient, and you can change. You can actually get away from those things, get just as strong, but get even better results. And, you know, what I always say is, you know, there's a ton of amazing workouts and trainers out there, and they're not taking everyone to their fullest potential. And my goal was to do that.
I feel like you're really creative with it. Like everybody kind of goes through the motions, but you really are looking at the body and thinking like, what little move can I make to sculpt this little area?
And you know, it's really an art form for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I love fitness and I love, you know, being healthy and, you know, that whole wellness style. But one thing about me is I don't think I'm the typical fitness trainer. You know, I'm very reserved. I'm never screaming at you.
And I kind of like that.
Very
it's much easier actually. And
you guys remember the one time
I'm scared of you when you worked out with
me. And anytime I work out with someone, you know, I'm in deep thought and I don't repeat workouts. I don't, you know, I repeat exercises, but I never write anything down. I never go in with a plan.
Right.
It's a creative process and it all depends on who's in front of me. And, you know, I have the tools in my head to create the workout and, you know, it's a constant process of changing the moves and looking at your body and going after your weaknesses and your problem areas. And how can I get this client to the, you know, their fullest potential as quick as possible.
I was going to bring up, remember when we all worked out at a park with someone who I won't name right now and they were like yelling at us. It's like, it's so nice to have a workout that's like inside in air conditioning where you're not moving that much, but you're getting like maximum results.
I know.
And you're like blowing up right now because you were in Vogue, L.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing this workout.
Cool.
Is it on ClassPass?
You know, we are on ClassPass right now in New York.
Oh, New York,
so cool. I'm so jealous of you.
I know.
We'll be out in LA really soon.
The Thigh Thursday class that you have.
Yeah, so I do a class on Thursdays, and it's just all about that inner thigh muscle. And it's honestly my most popular class. Everyone, it's always packed out, and for an hour, we just go after that in all the ways possible.
So you were saying, like, is there any way to get rid of hip dips? Like, because Kylie doesn't have any, but is that because she filled them? Because, like, I want to get rid of them, but can I do that naturally?
Show me what you're putting your thumb on right there.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay,
stand
I guess
up,
it's,
Lauren.
Yeah,
here,
stand up.
I'll post a picture on the Facebook group, and you guys can look at my hip dips.
Hip.
Lauren and I both have
them. there.
Because no one can hear you, Lauren.
Okay, so
it goes in right here.
Okay.
So for us, Lauren and I both have like our waist comes in, our hips come out, and then they kind of are long, and then they come in at our knee.
I think we got to make the thighs smaller.
How do you make
that's
so the you outer thigh?
You want to contour the outside of that thigh.
Yeah.
So the outside of the thigh shouldn't push out past your hips. So you might lack a little bit of muscle in the hip. You want to build that up just slightly, right. But not in a way that you're bulking it up, right. Or like creating size. You just want to, you know, bring those muscles out, and then you kind of just contour that outside of the thigh.
The P-valve is basically a contour for your thigh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And your lower abs.
Yeah.
And
you know, my biggest focus is on all the places that no one else has been able to address. And the thighs are probably the hardest part of the body. You know, abs aren't that hard. Mm-hmm. They really aren't. No. You know, clean diet and you do some ab exercises. Arms change really fast. Your back, you free up your shoulders. You can tone your back with some resistance bands in a matter of weeks. Your butt, I can get your butt crazy in like 6 weeks.
Get your butt crazy.
But, you know, the thighs, it's a process. You got to be really smart about it. And again, it goes back to, you know, understanding how the ankle and foot affect those muscles, how the hips affect those muscles, and then giving that person the exercises, using those legs in a way where they're not going to bulk and swell, but you're going to contour out. And, you know, you got to understand those, you got to have a lot of muscles running through your thigh. They all come down. They kind of twist down through your leg. So there's a lot of definition there you can get. Everyone can get it, but
you're like the thigh guy.
Yeah, it is a big focus. I've spent years trying to like really understand how to do this. That might sound ridiculous, but as a trainer, you know, that's always been like my mission, to try to get everyone to their best body.
You studied this shit.
And I really studied this extensively. I went to a school, the Gray Institute. It's in Michigan, and it's a postgraduate physical therapy school. And it's basically these therapists came up with their own methodology of physical therapy. So it's very specialty. I did a year-long intensive program with them, a mentorship. And that completely changed my entire perception of how I engage with the body and how I, you know, how I use fitness to get results.
Right.
And without that, I would have never figured this stuff out. And those, you know, going through that course is what taught me about the joints and the muscles and all the different ways they can move, all the different reactions you can get from the top down to the bottom up, and just how crucial it is to make sure your body is functioning, you know, so perfectly. Right. And without that function, you're not going to get crazy results. So, you know, everyone's always asking me, oh, how do I get a Victoria's Secret body? And I'll say, you know, you might not have the same body type as them, or you might not be 6 foot tall, but you can get pretty close to it. And, you know, our bodies still have, you know, someone might have wider hips or broader shoulders or, you know, shorter ratios in their bones, but the lines and the contours and the definition, the flat stomach,
those are all the same.
Those are all the same. And you can really bring it all out. Right. And, you know, if you look at some of these girls who
only if you get the P-Vol can you bring it all up.
100%. Well, you know what? Some people
on Amazon for $59.99.
P-Valve is a fitness streaming service with a large library of exercises, including structured workout plans and new videos uploaded weekly. P-Valve believes in helping people transform their bodies through sustainable methods that create incredible tone and definition without straining, damaging, or bulking muscles. The P-Valve approach to fitness is as much about creating confidence as it is as building strength through efficient and purposeful workouts. Streamers can work out anytime, anywhere, on any device. For a 30-day free trial of P-Valve, go to my.pvolve.com/VIP access and enter the code I don't get it. That's my.pvolve, PVOLVE.com/VIPACCESS.
Can you drop some names? Drop some of the girls' names that come to the studio.
So I dropped some names. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I've trained Romy for a couple of years on and off.
Who?
Romy Stritt. How do you say her last name? I've never actually asked her.
Romy Stritt.
Romy Stritt. She's Dutch.
You are very
she's
coy
tall.
In the gym.
She's in the VHL.
I know her. You know, I see it written out in a magazine. Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Devin Windsor, Blanca Padilla. I've been training a lot with Valerie Kaufman, who's a Russian model.
I heard you were in Shanghai for the Victoria's Secret
I was
model.
In Shanghai last year. Nadine Leopold is a good friend of mine who I train.
Were you around when like Gigi couldn't go? Remember when she was like supposed to go and then they like, was that didn't
this,
let her
this
in?
Is the Shanghai? Yeah. Was that last year? Oh.
He was around. He didn't know. I mean,
I was
Gigi
in the gym. I was there.
He's like, I'm supposed to sit on their bodies, yeah. Not the drama. Yeah.
But I saw Bella in there.
Lauren's obsessed with Bella.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over Bella.
I'm not. Her face will never die.
I don't know. But it's fake. Good, but okay.
I don't care. So is mine.
I know.
But you know, I always say, you know, these girls look amazing. And, you know, for some of them, I really get them to a new place. But it's at the end of the day, it's a lot easier. And I like to take recognition for all the girls who aren't VS models that I train mm-hmm, and how right. amazing they look.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always tell everyone, you should come to my class in New York and see all these girls, how amazing they look. It's unbelievable.
And see and how I will argue, unbelievably canny he is to Orlando Bloom.
He does it. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Maybe just because my hair is a little longer now.
Okay, so you are, like, talking about how... Well, actually, it's not. You're not talking about it. You showed me the other day, like little. You told me, okay, make your angle like this, or you tweak my body a little bit. What if I'm doing your workouts at home and I'm doing it in improper form? That's what I always get stressed out when I do.
It's like, am I
a
wasting
workout?
All of my time yeah. doing it
am
wrong?
I, am right. I going to like be working a different muscle that's not going to benefit me?
Yeah. So you know, if there's one challenge to P-Volve, this is it. It's okay. understanding the workout, understanding your body, understanding mm-hmm. the motions, and how crucial little, you know, quarter to half inch motions or adjustments can be right. to really getting that like perfect, you know, that perfect form, which is going to target a very specific part of your body. But I have loads of tutorials. I talk nonstop through the workout. It's probably
okay,
annoying
that's
so for some
good.
People.
I love that.
But you yeah, know, same. It's. I'm constantly talking and instructing. And, you know, it definitely takes... I tell everyone, you should do this at least, like, five times. Yeah. Give five it times. Five times.
Oh, five times before you get into it, kind of like a show. You have to watch the first
like,
episode.
I was going to say, or, like, a guy you don't like.
Give it a little bit of time. Because, you know, it's ironic because I'll do classes, and I'll have half the girls will have been working out with me for, like, 6+ months. The other half will be new. Mm-hmm. The girls who have been working out with me for 6 months are dripping sweat, dying. The other girls, you know, aren't. And it's because they're not doing it right, but it's just because right. they're learning it. Right. So okay. it's different, you know? Everyone can do a squat and a lunge. You've all seen it 1,000,000,000 times. But
I'm bad at squats.
But a step back, a step back with like an overhead reach and an angled lift, like all these things are different. Mm-hmm. And it's not really out there. You've probably never seen it before.
Are you the only instructor or do you train other people?
I have two girls who work with me who are both clients of mine.
Oh, okay.
And they're trainers now and they're nice. Pretty awesome. Yeah, they look Yay. Amazing and they, you know, they love the workout. So
when are you coming out to LA, P?
Well, I'm coming back like in 6 weeks.
Okay.
Well, that's but good. I'm really pushing to get a gym out. We're going to open a new gym in New York this fall. Okay. And then once that's set up...
And I'll, you're downtown NYC right now.
Yeah, I'm in Soho.
Where's your... Oh, best area.
Yeah.
Where's your... have you been to Sedell's?
Yeah, I live right down the street there.
So jealous. Where's your new studio going to be?
In Soho. So
Another
we
one.
Think we have a location. We're just going to check up on some yeah. things, but it's going to be right there, right down the street from Sedell's. We're going to get a prime location. It's going to be sick. It's going to be a bigger gym. It's going to be really awesome.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. And,
do you like New York more than LA? I always love asking people this because
no,
you've
I don't.
Been visiting.
No.
But here's in all fairness, I've never lived in LA, even though I've spent a lot of time here.
He's a Jersey boy.
But I'm from Jersey, and but I'm from like...
He's so Jersey.
I'm from South Jersey. It's very quiet. It's
oh,
all,
you're
it's
South
all
Jersey.
Farmland.
Okay.
I'm not from like
yeah.
across the
yeah.
river.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm from like down south, and it's literally all farms, mm-hmm. Super quiet, and... I kind of miss that.
You like wide open spaces.
I like wide open spaces, yeah. but I love coming to LA.
Then I feel like you're such an LA
you're
person.
You're so LA.
I'm so
I
LA.
Love
I'll
it.
Be honest with you. I'm in New York. I don't fit in New York.
Get
I mean,
out
been there,
of there.
I've been
oh,
there,
yes.
I've been there 5 years. And,
the rats.
I mean,
I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
Is your wife here. Down to move here?
She, you know what? She's not. But I got to.
Oh.
I got to.
Oh, shit.
I know. I got to think of a way to change her mind.
Is
but I've been working
York,
on it.
Is she a New York girl?
No, she's actually from Michigan.
Oh.
So she's like a Midwestern girl.
But she's like a city girl, obviously, if she loves New York and doesn't
I don't think
leave.
She loves New York. I don't know what's going on in her head.
Does anyone love
Give
New York?
Give her 5 weeks and she'll
kidding.
Like LA.
Everybody loves New York for 3 days.
Actually, no, because a lot of our listeners are from NYC, and I do have to say that New York, the energy is like...
It's
there's
insane.
No exactly. There's no it's, other city in the world.
I get
world.
Fucking exhausted
I'm so
in New York.
Tired.
There's
yeah.
no
energy.
You know what? Some people live
I
off
agree,
that energy.
I thrive here. Yeah, I feel energized here.
I feel
here.
You. Like for me, I need a calm environment for me to like really mm-hmm. just you know thrive. But right. New York is so exhausting, and some people like feed off that energy. I right. don't.
Yeah.
It just exhausts
it's
me,
totally
and it just takes
person.
Away from my like day to day life and my work. And everything yeah. else I'm trying to do.
That's why I think LA is best of
can
both worlds.
We bring it back to the diet for just a second?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
I wanted to explain.
Do you think that women and men should eat like the same things, or should a woman have separate like kind of diet?
No, that's a very good question.
Oh, that's a good question.
Girls versus guy diets.
I don't think it necessarily matters too much between men and women. I think men typically probably eat a lot more protein. You know, it all depends on your goals, you know, but I think men probably eat more protein because they want to gain more muscle.
Everyone, the FabFitFun Summer Editor's Box is here, and we got a discount code for you. So everyone loves FabFitFun. Everyone I talked to was like, I don't know if I should get it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. They get it. They're obsessed. They never stop getting it. They love it. It's like a Christmas every season. You don't know what you're going to get, and everything is amazing. And the products are so expensive, but you're getting it for such a good deal. So you get full-size products, no samples of anything, fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. In the Summer Editor's Box, you get a Yumikin train case in periwinkle or navy. You get an understated leather Free People starry-eyed travel eye mask in mint or gray or eight other reasons. You get Ish lip statement palette or Dr. Brandt Pores No More Luminizer Primer. And that stuff is so expensive, guys. You might as well just get it all in one Summer's Editor's Box. You get Wish Rice Milk and Rose Cream Cleanser, or you get Makeup Drop in Winter Glitz, or Sports Trigger Point Ball in Mesh Bag in Blue Sky. So many options, so many things in this box. So great. So sign up for FabFitFun today to get your Summer's Editor Box. Use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Use promo code GETIT to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code GETIT to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
What if my goal is to look good, but I don't have to be crazy?
Look okay.
Well, you just mentioned blood type diet.
Yeah.
Which I actually like. Every nutritionist I talk to like fights with me on this. Mm-hmm. But a couple years ago, I went to Connecticut and I did this like crash course with Dr. DiOttimo, who's the guy who created the blood type diet. And he gave me like this whole
Laura and I are geeking.
Yeah, we did this whole rundown. It was me and a friend of mine. He like let us in on it, and we went through all his tests. I mean, all this crazy shit. And it actually, to this day, nothing has ever worked so well for me.
Then the blood type
diet.
I can't believe you said that. Yeah. I was like, he probably doesn't know anything, because when I started looking up the blood type diet about a year ago, because I was trying to be carb or very low carb, I was like, this isn't working for me. Mm-hmm. I have stayed naturally pretty thin
my whole life
eating pasta and bread and all that. And then my friend goes, it may be your blood type. So I looked it up. There wasn't that much information online, but I still stay true to that. My body,
we don't feel good unless we're eating bread.
If I eat bread, it doesn't look like I eat bread.
But I think
bread.
That's also based on your guys' metabolism, no? Isn't that
maybe
well,
that's the blood type,
here's
too?
Here's the thing about the blood type
tell
diet.
Us everything, Steven.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you, nutrition is insanely complicated, right. And it really comes down to you guys to figure it out. Yeah. But the thing I like about the blood type diet, and again, every time I talk to a nutritionist, they fight like with me like hell on this.
Why do
and
they fight with you?
I don't know. Whatever nutritionist schools that are out there, they just don't believe in it.
It's like
which is fine, you know what I mean? Everyone's got an ideology on this, and you'll hear a million different ones. But the thing about the blood type diet was it taught me to look at nutrition differently. That maybe, you know, a carrot might not be good for me, or broccoli might bloat me. Yeah. You know, my body might react.
This is revolutionary for me.
So, you know, whether it's right or it's wrong, I think the theory behind it is amazing, and it's something you can, it's a tool you can really use. Right. So like, so you just, who just mentioned broccoli? My wife, eats broccoli, she just gets so bloated.
Yeah. It's the most bloated. That and cauliflower. The worst. So, I don't eat either of them.
Yeah. I have a meal plan coming out next year, and like broccoli and cauliflower just aren't in it for that reason.
Broccoli and cauliflower.
I don't even like them.
Broccoli is canceled as of today.
But you say you have it. Wait, I
eat broccoli. I feel great. It doesn't bother me at all.
What do you have coming up next year?
Well, I'm coming out with a book early next year. It's going to have all my, you know, theories and just my experiences with my clients. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a nutritionist, but I just have a lot of experience working with, you know, thousands of women and getting, you know, seeing what works for them and, you know, all my clients. So what I do with the girls who I train for VS or, you know, whoever it is, it's kind of taking all that information and putting it into a book just to let everyone know, like, you know, what we're doing at my gym and what's working for them. And I have a meal plan. I mean, I have like a 30-day program and a 6-day program that will lean you out like crazy.
You had me at 6-day program.
The 6-day program is like unbelievable. My wife hits this. My clients do the 6-day program before like any kind of event, and it's awesome.
Cool.
But it's still giving you the right nutrients. So it's not like juices or smoothies or anything weird like that.
Right. Juices are so weird.
But you know, for diet, you guys got to be very vigilant with your body. I mean, there really is a million different ideologies. Mm-hmm. And I listen to different podcasts and I talk to different people, and everyone believes so hard into their theory. And, you know, that might work for some people, but it's not going to work for everyone. Right. And I think everyone needs to gather as much information as possible, mm-hmm. you know, take something away from all these doctors and nutritionists, and you just got to experiment yourself. Right. But I think some of some of the things that transcend all these programs that really work for everybody is, eating, I think, you know, not eating processed foods, obviously. We all know that by now.
What if processed foods make you feel okay, but your stomach doesn't like unprocessed foods like zucchini?
She ate a zucchini salad last week, and it was straight she zucchini, threw it up.
You sound just like my wife. So my wife has a very sensitive stomach.
Okay, so it was like spiraled raw zucchini, and my stomach was like, no, thank you. It was 2 hours in, you know, once it was going to start hitting my intestines, it was like, you're going to come out now.
So stay away from raw vegetables.
Okay.
Raw vegetables are harder to digest.
Yeah, they're harder. They should be steamed.
You should always cook grilled. Your food.
Yeah,
and, okay. It's not going to lose the nutrients.
Cook it at a low heat. Mm. Cook it, you know. Don't burn the hell out of it, but, you know, steam it, cook it at a low heat, and you'll be able to digest it better. That's what cooking does for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Lauren goes,
I know. I'm
thinking
it's so simple.
You. So you got to go through everything, and, you know, I think not eating 3 huge meals a day is huge.
Right.
In America, we eat so much food. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
We waste so much food.
And we waste so much food because we're still caught in this ideology of like 3 big meals a day.
Oh, mm-hmm.
One big meal.
Yeah.
And again, this might not be right for everyone, but I have found the one big meal a day works for so many of my clients. Keeping a very light breakfast.
That's like Lauren's ideology.
We like wake up, we have coffee. I might have a granola bar, and then we'll have our bigger dinner at 5, 6,
and that's it.
Yeah, a lot of my clients do that. It works really well for them. It works well for me.
I can't. And I
think
it's. So
I also
hungry.
Think it's more natural.
I have to have breakfast. Yeah. I love breakfast.
So you know, me personally, I a mid-sized breakfast, and then I eat a big dinner at night, and during the day, I'll
munch
not like a snack, but I'll eat a very small lunch. Mm-hmm. And because if I eat too much, if I have a lunch, if I start having lunch, I will get fat and I will get exhausted. No, I get tired. I crash.
If we have a meal before like 4 o'clock, we feel like we can't even do the day.
So I stopped. I basically stopped eating lunch because of that reason. And my stomach got flatter. I had more energy. And, you know, my days are more productive. And I think everyone needs to play with that a little bit. Let's not eat 3 huge meals a day. let's get off all the processed food. Let's get away from the sodium. Let's get away from the, you know, the processed ingredients, the guar gum, the soy lectin, all these things that are in our foods. And the biggest thing is everyone thinks they're eating so healthy and they're not. Yeah. They're eating shit. Yeah. And all these brands out there and these healthy places, they label themselves as, you know, vegan, or it's just labels. It's all marketing. Mm-hmm.
How
and you think we're eating good and we're not.
Like, how expensive is it for you to eat organic in New York? Because I feel like New York
costs probably more than going out to dinner.
I went to the grocery store and a crate of eggs was $8.99 in New York. And I was like, is this for real?
Yeah, New York's weird. It's I think it might be the only place in the world where it costs just as much to cook your own food as it is to eat
That's
out.
That's stupid.
Yeah, New York's insane.
Because I'm like, you eat pretty healthy. New York has like the best restaurants ever. Yeah. So you must be like really piling it in.
Yeah, I try to eat, you know, it's just trying to get those ingredients that are as natural as possible. It's a struggle today. Yeah. I mean, you guys are in California. I feel like there's a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables all the time. I don't know how you have all these organic markets.
We have Erewhon.
That's what I keep hearing about. I got to go.
You haven't been to Erewhon yet?
I haven't been there, no.
If you really want to spend more than you, you know, have at a dinner at Morton's, then you can go to Erewhon.
I'm used to it.
But Erewhon's like all organic. Like, you know everything. You have to go there before your flight. I'm not even kidding.
It's like he's got to get out of here. I love BioClarity because it is, it's this clean, gentle skincare line that helps me get naturally glowing skin. And it's also 100% vegan and cruelty-free. The one thing I love about BioClarity the most is that it eliminates redness and irritation, which happens to my skin with so many products. They have great botanical ingredients like Floralex, which is derived from the chlorophyll in plants, and it makes my skin feel so soft and glowy and not red. It reduces hyperpigmentation. I love it so much. There are two different routines. There's a clear skin routine, which I like because it's for people who have combination, oily, or breakout prone skin. It's three steps where you cleanse, treat, and restore. And then there's the essentials routine, and this is for more normal and dry skin. So depending on your type, you'll select a routine for you. BioClarity is also delivered straight to you. You don't have to go pick it up at the drugstore. It just comes in the mail. To get started on your healthy skincare habit, just go to BioClarity.com, and our listeners are going to get their first month for 50% off. A routine plus shipping is free. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code, which is GET IT. Again, that is BioClarity.com, and enter our code GET IT, G-E-T-I-T, and use BioClarity.
I have a very important question. I know this is dependent on the woman, but what would you recommend for the average calorie intake? Because you know how on labels it says based on the 2,000 calorie intake?
No, it's we're such not supposed a lie. 2,000 calories,
it's
are we?
Such a lie. Can't, women can't have life, that.
I've never in my life counted calories or even paid attention to calories.
Oh,
it's just a, that's all I don't know.
Even your wife?
I don't know anyone who does. No one in my gym, my wife, counts calories. Here's the thing. If you stick to 1 to 2 meals a day, and at those meals you eat as much as you possibly can, you will never overeat and you never have to worry about calories. Because you can't take in that much food within a meal. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you'll just never go over.
I don't know. I probably could. I could eat a whole pie of pizza.
Yeah, but you know, have that for one meal. But you wouldn't be having a pizza if you're trying to eat healthy.
No, I feel you.
And not saying you can't ever eat a pizza. I do all the time. But
do you stop eating at a certain time of day?
You know what? I think it's good probably to stop earlier. I don't. I eat probably like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's
and then I go to bed at 11:30.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere
so
in there.
Do you think, is that, you know, that myth that's like you should definitely eat like 2 hours before bed or don't eat right before bed? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Try it out. See what happens. I mean, I will lay all this out in my book, and I'll lay out exactly what works for me and for my clients. I think generally they don't eat right before bed.
Right.
But, you know, try it out. See what works for you. Mm-hmm. It's constant experimenting. And then your body's constantly changing. Your environments are changing. Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. All these things play a huge effect into, you know, how you're supposed to eat, when you're supposed to eat. And, you know, if you're sitting all day long, you don't need a lot of calories. You guys, one meal a day, that it should be enough to sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just depends on lifestyle, what workouts you're doing. I try to keep my workout very low impact. I try not to beat everyone up. I try not to break them down so they don't starve for calories.
I went to your workout with just like a half a granola bar, yeah, and I didn't feel shaky or anything during it.
Exactly.
I didn't have to like eat to work out, which I used to make that mistake where I used to feel like I almost had to have a meal to sustain like an hour and 15 minute workout.
If mm-hmm. If my clients are trying to lose weight, I am not going to give them a crazy hard workout, and I'm going to do it. It's going to be a steady, probably medium paced, you know, slow to medium twitch fiber, consistent workout. Mm-hmm. Nothing insane. I'm never going to break them down because as soon as I start breaking down those muscles, I can work the muscles.
I loved it because I left it being like, I want to do that again. Not like I died and I'm dreading going back.
Yeah. Right. And I don't want you starving when you leave my workout because you're going to start eating a ton of food and you're going to start making poor choices because you're going to be starving and then your body's going to hold on to all that.
I deserve this because I worked out
You never deserve it because you worked out. I never understand that
mentality. It's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole. You don't want to go down that.
It really is.
Okay, how much time a day do you think that you have to dedicate to Pvolve to like really see results in, say, like 2 months?
I'd give it like 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
A day? Or like how much time?
5 days a week.
Okay. That's not bad.
You know, or you can do a half hour, you know, and again, it comes down to, this is huge. It comes down to how well you do it. Mm-hmm. You can do a half hour workout of my workout and you perfect it and you squeeze your body. You keep everything really tight. Mm-hmm. You will be, after 30 minutes, you'll be exhausted. Or you can just kind of, you know, some people just go and just float through it for an hour and a half and don't feel anything.
You gotta really do
it. You gotta work for it. You know, this isn't like a given workout. I could just say, hey, give me 20 burpees and you're dead and out of breath. But it's not about that. It's, you know, I'm trying to get you insane results and you know, I give you all the tools, but everyone's gotta work for it and you gotta put in the work. And one more question.
Oh, I got one more question. Yeah. I thought he was finishing the sentence, and then, but he wasn't. Okay.
I just kind of cut it off.
Okay, but you're talking about, you know, like not totally expending somebody? Like
expending
your energy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the right word.
Is that a word? That's so cool.
Yeah,
spending your energy.
I just learned a new word.
Like expendables.
So
yeah, you got it.
I always feel like I can do a strength training workout and it's like tolerable. I like it. I can go back. But like cardio is the worst. So how much cardio do we have to do to balance the Pvolve? Because it's not super cardio. Yeah, my heart rate's up.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm climbing a mountain.
All right. Here we go. So my clients do zero cardio.
Yes.
You don't need cardio.
And I've actually found, and this has been constant A and B testing, I've found when they don't do cardio, they lean out more.
What? Yeah. Wait, how and why?
You know what? I think running or whatever cardio jumping, it's just a repetitive pattern. Mm-hmm.
If you're not changing your body, you need like weights and movements and stuff.
Yeah. Your body's so dynamic and there's so many different ways to twist it and reach and flex and extend. With running, again, I'm going back to, so this is when I'm trying to get my clients' thighs really lean and tight and bring out that definition. Running 100% counteracts it because they start running. Wow. I think a mile or two might be okay, but they start going and they start pounding on their thighs. If they're not using their butt properly, it's just they become, you know, quad dominant, and it creates the swelling. It works against me.
That's so interesting. You're telling us that running in the swells. Elliptical is going to make our thighs not look as good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you that. I'm just speaking from experience. 95% of my clients have got adverse results when they start doing cardio. I'd say maybe 5% of them or less start doing cardio and lean out more. Right. So it's not true for anyone, but that's
everyone's
my general rule
because
it's just the majority.
I think you're right. I don't think you need cardio at all to like change your body.
But and based on heart
shopping
health,
is our cardio.
You're getting enough through Pvolve that you're healthy.
My workouts do vary. I mean, I do some really intense workouts where I can get your heart rate, you know, sky high, dripping sweat. I just don't do it all the time. It's
do
not
you have
necessary.
Anything for arms?
P? Oh, he does. Oh,
oh
my
yes,
God.
Because
that's like my area.
So,
you
said
2 weeks.
If you do it for 10 minutes a day,
lean out. You'll lean out.
I'm starting today.
Listen, I think I'm a very modest guy. I don't, you know, I'm very real. I'm telling you right now, I have the best arm workout on this earth.
Oh my God. That makes me
is so happy.
I mean, I didn't even look at my arms, dude.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You have great arms already, but you know, yeah,
you
keep
guys
going.
Have good arms. I have.
I'm
like
the only one exposing their arms. That's why he's judging my arms.
So
yeah,
I gotta,
because I never expose mine because I hate them.
Oh, I got you. And it's not even.
Oh,
it's
so
not
excited.
Even hard to do. It really doesn't take a lot of time. I mean, by the end of the summer, you just be leaned out like crazy.
He has a little thing, like it's like a glove that you put on. Yeah. And so it's
it
a band
like
is attached to the glove.
So
is
it
like Thanos is like.
I gotta show you one. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Everyone I meet comes, complains about their arms. They're bulked up. Their biceps are bigger. They did bicep curls and Pilates pull, like the pulls on the reformer and the boxing, all of it. And, you know, for me, if they're coming to come to me and say, well, oh, I've done this workout, and this workout, and this is what happened. Well, I'm not going to go do that either because I already know what it's going to do.
Right.
So for me, I had to find a new way to work arms. And I found resistance bands are the best thing to use for toning your muscles just because you have that constant resistance. And I was also a swimmer. So the workout comes from my days of swimming.
Swimming is the best workout ever.
And my arms have never, like when I swim, my arms just get so lean. So I've taken the motions of swimming.
Right.
And I've made the P band, which has gloves with a single resistance band attached to it.
This is cool.
And I have a killer workout, and it only takes, you know, I have a couple workouts, but they're about 10 to 15 minutes each. It's really all you can ever do.
This thing looks so cool. Where can people buy this?
So this you can get on Amazon. You can get it on pvov.com. This is my number, like, at the PBOV, but this is incredible.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see these arm workouts.
It's awesome.
Isn't it actually where that you're kind of excited to work out?
I'm excited because
hearing about these results make you definitely want to try it.
And they're lengthening your muscles and your arms, your biceps, which is just crucial because everyone's doing the bicep curls and their biceps are getting bulky.
Right.
Their triceps are getting bulky, and this gets right underneath your arm, right through your lats, your shoulders, your back, and it is I've been testing some kind of version of this for about a year and a half. And it's
like
just
a workout scientist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's,
but a lot of your study is from physical therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, understanding how to do this came from my schooling, and it's opened up a whole world of possibilities and exercises and different ways you can work the body. And all it's really taught me is how to completely shift my mindset, how to look at the whole fitness industry and the body differently. Mm-hmm. And once you hit that shift, it opens up the whole new world of exercises and ways you can condition your body versus everything that's pretty much been the same for like 30, 40 years. It's either Pilates bar or it goes back to that bodybuilding from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, every time you go to squat, you're doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger squat that he did in, you know, in his Pumping Iron book. And that's creating a certain body type. All these exercises that have been around forever, they're creating a certain body type. And I think for a lot of women, that's not what they're going for.
Right.
You know? So I just wanted to create something that was different, effective, and, you know, that wasn't Pilates, because I thought that wasn't getting people to their full potential.
Right.
Steven, a creative female curve creating master.
The thigh guy.
He has to go back to the miserable
this
city
was
of
all
New York
an,
now.
Yeah, no, this was all an accident. I don't even know, you know, I just kind of, this whole thing just kind of happened, and I got really into it when I moved to New York, and I've been, you know, I've just been working out for so long and fitness and playing sports and, you know, learning about the body, and all kind of came together when I moved to New York, and it was just all women working out who were extremely frustrated. So I took that population and worked with them, and now with my streaming program, there are people, women all over the world, emailing in every day being like, this has changed my body.
Cool.
This is extraordinary.
That's so cool.
It's really exciting.
Thanks for stopping by
and talking to us.
This has been so great.
Where can people find you? On Instagram.
Yeah, you can go to Instagram. So you can go to the PVOV Instagram, or you can go to Steven Pastorino, which is my personal, if you know, interested in see what I'm doing. but I, you know, I'm always putting my clients up there, and I show videos of my workouts at the gym, and you know, YouTube, PVOV, I have workouts up there. PVOV.com has a blog. I have a blog that I, you know, write on certain topics.
And it's PVOV, P-V-O-L-V-E.
That's correct.
It's not P dot.
PVOLVE,
and you have to buy the classes on the website.
Yeah, so you can subscribe to the streaming, and you get access to a lot of different workouts. And if you're in New York, you can come to class. But if you're not, I mean, everyone's doing this in their house, in their apartments, in their hotel rooms, and it's working. It's unbelievable.
And if you go see him in New York and you heard it here on the podcast, tell him.
Tell him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Definitely tell me. I love to hear that. And I'm back in LA in September. I am always training out here doing pop-ups now. And I'm also traveling a little bit around the country for pop-ups. Ooh. And it's been really exciting. We were in Toronto, done Chicago, Detroit, and it's packed out. And anyway, you guys are all awesome. I hope I get to see you soon.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, P.
All right.
Bye.
Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.